Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Royal Black Watch podcast, the station for all of your news, fun, and entertainment. I'm your host, Tashia. In this month's episode, we will be covering member birthdays, guild events, and we will have exclusive interviews with some of the Shirak Award winners. So, without further ado, birthdays! I'd like to send out a very happy birthday greeting to Murdoch Collins, Angry Bunny, Sorrel, Ashinar, Moore, and Kefir. And if we missed your name, happy birthday! Next up, we have Guild Events. If you're a TeamSpeak user and enjoy tabletop games, you might enjoy the ongoing Campaign of Blood. If you've never played a D&D-style game, come check it out with me as I'll be trying it for the first time next week. Campaign of Blood, Sorceress, will be hosted every Saturday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time, unless otherwise posted. For more information, please contact Breathress. Now, for all of you Neverwinter people, what is up with y'all not liking the winter? I mean, there's snow and cocoa and skiing and cocoa and fireplaces and cocoa. Well, at any rate, the Neverwinter Patrol Squad will be out ravaging the countryside every Sunday each month, unless posted otherwise. For more information, please contact Sigil Oakenshield or Aegeenan. Now, for the highlight of this episode, member interviews! Alright, today I am interviewing Lily. She's been nominated for Trivia Mistress and My Gang in the Shirak Awards. Lily, how did you first discover the Watch?
Actually, it was with a person who is no longer part of the Watch. I had joined the Watch a number of years ago. We were all playing Guild Wars 1 quite heavily. And was singing the praises of Connor and all of the gang. I'm former military myself, and so he felt that that was a good fit. I put him off for probably 6 months because the way that he made the watch sound, it was very militaristic and very, you know, lockstep, and I didn't find that very attractive. And finally I came over and I actually talked to Connor on TeamSpeak and found that that was not how the watch was in any fashion. And the next thing I know, I joined.
Ah, nice. So what has kept you coming back then?
The Watchers themselves, mostly.
Ah, good, good, good.
Despite, you know, conflicts with personalities and little spats that all groups of people have, Watch is truly full of great people. And it does have an almost family-like atmosphere. And in all families, you're going to have the little spats. You know, people's noses will get out of joint. And then the next thing you know, the next day, you're laughing together over some silly joke. So it's the people that make me come back.
And the structure of the watch does seem to help for mediating disputes and making that go smoother.
Yes. It's been set up very carefully for that. It seems to work.
Yeah, it really does. And can you tell us what your three favorite memories about the watch are?
I don't know about favorite. Several stand out, and I don't know if I can give you three offhand. Guild Wars 2, we were actually in on the beta testing. Then we formed up in the Head Start before they went live. And one of the very first episodes of what they call the live story now, was new content, was the Karka invasion. And the Karka are these alien, the giant alien, vaguely crab-like creatures, massive things. The content had not been well tested before they released it, and they did not realize how popular that the content would be, and so it was a veritable lag fest. However, in the midst of this, we're all on TeamSpeak, and I mean all. There was, I don't know, Nyx and Sorrel and myself, and I don't even remember who else. There was a bunch of us. And we're trying to do this content as a group. We're not having very much luck because of the glitches that were happening. And all of a sudden, these baby Karkas attacked the people in the map, and one of them... I play a Sylvan ranger as my main character, and Sylvan is kind of like a tree elf,
okay. If you will.
They're not elves. They're actually extensions of the living world. So they're tree-like sentience. They're difficult to describe. But this baby carca attached itself to my head.
Oh.
And it startled me so badly what was happening on the screen that I was screaming into TeamSpeak, get it off, get it off, get it off. And of course, Sorrel had, I believe it was Sorrel, screenshotted it. And there's actually a copy in the files section. Sophrenia made it into one of the cards for the watch that it's a graphic that everyone can enjoy.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
But yeah, that was one of those memories. But there have been so many, really. Following Connor, trying to make sure that he didn't die. He has a tendency to rush headlong into danger.
That I have seen for myself. It's impressive.
Snowball fights with Sorrel and Nyx and Cirrus and Connor. Being out and doing, you know, various missions and various games and just having a blast. I can remember in Tanks, we were in a training map. And I'm rather known for my tank destroyers, and I like to snipe. And I was sitting in a bush, and everyone in the map knew where I was. Ism couldn't find me. Drove by me, I don't know how many times. Couldn't find me. Finally, the timer was going down, and it's like, you know, should I just shoot you and kill you now? But it was, we were all laughing, and he saying, come on, come on, come out. I won't shoot you. And it's like, yeah, right. No, you have to find me for reals. So, you know, it's things like that. It's just a great time.
I can see why you're also nominated for the My Gang Award for the Shirak Awards. Sounds like grouping up is your thing.
I enjoy playing solo, but I do enjoy grouping up as well. I do not like Zerg. I'm not a power gamer by any means. But I do enjoy grouping up.
Yep, you get the right group of people, and it can be a really good time.
Oh, yes.
Well, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, actually, it was a bit of a surprise. I got the awards I did. Not the Trivia Mistress, because people keep threatening me with that one. Come to me and say, hey, Lil, how about, and they'll rattle something off. And my entire outlook is, if I don't know something, I will try to find the answer. I will point you towards the right person or the right place to find it. I think that's probably where Trivia Mistress comes from.
Almost sounds like we need to add another one called Research Queen.
I don't know about that. Please don't do that.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's fun knowing a little bit about just about anything.
I agree. Well, thank you very much for letting me interview. I'm sure everybody's learned a lot.
Thank you. And probably not. Everyone knows I'm a little bit odd, but that's okay.
Oh, we all are. That's what makes us great. Next up, we have Lily interviewing Sophrenia.
Good afternoon, Seph.
Good afternoon, Lily.
We are here today because you have been nominated and awarded the Legit Haxor Award of the Shirax.
Wow, thank you. I'm honored.
And in case people don't know what that might be, that is the best unusual use of game mechanics to make a really awesome event. And apparently, this has really stuck with at least one watcher. So can you think of any instance where this might have occurred?
Well, I mean, I was always in game and playing with everybody and whatnot. I helped to set up the contest to choose the Royal Black Watch uniform for when we were running skirmishes. Before I was in RBW, I was in a guild called the Knights of Dol Amroth, and I set up a male beauty pageant for February. We called it Sir February. I think it was on Valentine's Day.
And oh, my.
It was hilarious. All the guys had to come in dresses, and they had to do a talent and do some skills. And we opened it up, and not only did we have Knights of Dol Amroth in it, we had any of the Kin Alliance in it, which included RBW members, and we also had judges from all the guilds that I could get. So it was lots of fun. Many of the Knights of Dol Amroth people that were in the contest came over to RBW, so it could have been one of them. Other than that, I can think of nothing.
I think that's plenty right there.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm trying to think of other games we could do something like that. That's intriguing.
It was pretty funny. One of the guys in the beauty pageant quoted poetry. Another's talent I can't repeat here because it would be for adults only, and it was just hilarious. It was lots of fun.
And Seth, what keeps you coming back to the watch?
It's the people. I've made a lot of good friends here.
We are very glad to have you.
Thank you.
So, congratulations on your Chirac Award, Miss Legit Haxor, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
We at the Watchcast would like to wish all of our guild members a pleasant and safe holiday season and a very happy new year. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Royal Black Watch podcast. Be sure to listen in for the next podcast, which will air the fourth Friday of every month. Also, be sure to check us out via the forums and our social media outlets such as Facebook. Or if you wish to send us any videos or in-game recordings, which we would love, drop us a line at watchcast@rbw.net.